Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, commercial break with Sprint trashing Steve Nash. I'm not. Why was Steve Nash on the TV?
I don't know. They said it's, I don't know. They would say on NBA Today, they were showing the top Steve Nash highlights. And I made the stay. I said, it's kind of crazy. He became the MVP of the league 9 years in, kind of out of nowhere. The MVP, dog, not just third-team All-NBA. MVP? Two-time. That's crazy.
Yeah, two times, man.
I made the statement. I was like, can you imagine somebody right now on NBA All-Third-Team 2 years from now winning the MVP? And I actually could see all these guys winning.
Who you have third team in front of you?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Cade.
Oh, okay.
Allie.
Yeah.
You think Allie could be an MVP?
Yeah.
An MVP?
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't like put him in my top five, but like absolutely I think Tyrese could win an MVP.
This next one's a little bit of a loaded name because he's older, but James Harden.
No, yeah.
I mean, already MVP.
We'll discard that one.
Yeah.
I don't think you could see this one.
Okay.
Cat?
No, no chance.
No.
No chance.
No.
If 2 years from now Cat became the MVP, that'd be crazy.
That'd be insane.
Yeah, that'd be insane. Yeah, maybe that's Steve Nash because I can't see that at all.
What was his nickname during the playoffs? Feisty? What was his name? What was they calling Cat during the playoffs?
Was it Sassy?
Sassy! That's what it was. They said Cat was out there being sassy.
After all of that?
Oh, Cat.
Oh, my God.
Man.
The last one.
I want Cat and Kevin to do a show together. Bitch, I know.
After all of that? Yeah. The last one. No, this.
Cat has MVP talent, too, by the way, but he'll never get to there.
Yeah. I'm not so quick to say no as much as you guys. I understand the dynamics of the NBA, and it'd be pretty shocking if Cat was the MVP, but only because of the dynamics, not because of the talent, right? Like, if I said Cat averaged 25-12 for a season, you wouldn't be blown away by that. You wouldn't be like, wait, what?
Well, yeah, but
25-12, like, probably not far off what he averages now, is it?
Probably not.
But like, he'd have to be the main guy. So it's like, if you give Cat a team, like he's the main guy or whatever,
league, you'd have to feel
he's gonna
like,
go 28-13, but that team's gonna go like 41-41 or something.
Yeah, there's probably a, you know, it's dumb, but it's whatever. Like, can Cat be a killer?
Nope.
Can he go out there and can Cat do what Tyrese did in the postseason last year? Could he put the Cavs away? Could he put a team away when it's time to win a series? Could Cat do that?
To be fair to Cat, and it's not the same thing, it's not apples to apples, but he almost saved the Knicks in that game 3 in Indiana. Remember, he was killing in that fourth quarter.
He's had moments, but he's never just really ever been that guy where it's like, oh, like he just did it over the course of his series. Like, maybe for game 2 he did it, where like they couldn't stop him, but he's just never been that guy where you depend on Cat in the last however many minutes. I mean, you hope you can, but he's just never been that guy.
Oh, my God. Where's the foul?
I don't know if that's exactly what he sounds like, but, man, that looks like what you think he would sound like.
The last one on this third team is interesting.
Okay.
J-Dub. You think J-Dub could reach MVP?
No.
I'm going to go with Jesse.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you guys, but
I think I'd put my money on Cap on that one.
I don't know that I'd do that.
People were saying, and I disagreed. I thought it was ridiculous. People were trying to give J-Dub the finals MVP.
Yeah, those are the same people who wanted to give Andre Iguodala the MVP.
Like, he had a 40-point game five, though?
Iggy?
No.
Oh.
J-Dub.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he have a 6-point game? Or was that in the conference finals?
Might have been the conference finals.
Maybe it wasn't six, but I feel like he had a low. Well, watch out. This is what we were talking about.
Nah, because I was the main one talking about
it. He's really good. He's really, really good. Could I ever look at J-Dub and go, he's the best player in the league? I don't think I could. I think I could look at J-Dub and go, he's the best two-way player in the league. I think I could do that. Mm. Like, he could get the Paul George, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a point, maybe there might have been a point where Kawhi was the best player in the game, period. Yeah. But, like, he could get that status. I can't envision him being Kawhi. Whether it's just for a year or two, going, he's the best player in the league.
I can't either. I'm with you guys. I'm with you and Jesse on that one. But I do think there are people who follow the league who believe in J-Dub that way. I didn't see it in a major way.
Mm-hmm. Shout out E-40.
Can't wait to get him on the show.
Can't wait for him to perform at Sac State. I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's how that was a joke. Sorry.
I couldn't see it in a major way going into the season and throughout the season and into the playoffs. I'm starting to fall off that a little bit. That's a bad boy. That's a bad boy. I think he's helped out a lot. This is the caveat, though. Okay. Much like Kat, he's helped out a lot having SGA there. If SGA was gone and it was J-Dub, you are the guy to lead us. I don't know. I don't believe he can do that. And that's what an MVP needs to do.
I see. Okay.
So, yeah.
Keegan Murray, MVP?
Sure. How many times?
Six. What did ChatGPT say? Who won the MVP as a king? Oh, no. Was it Paul George?
I don't know. I don't go down those ChatGPT streets.
No, we did it on this show once. Don't act like you didn't participate. Okay, I take that back. No. You were here. We didn't do it. Someone else did it and posted it on the internet. We traded for Paul George.
And they won the finals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul George was cooking.
I feel like Paul George might have won the MVP as the Sacramento King.
No, what happened was the Kings never traded Luka. Or they drafted Luka, and he ended up teaming up with Paul George.
Oh, that's what it was.
And they beat Milwaukee.
Did Luka win the MVP? Did Luka win four championships with the Kings? Because it wasn't one, was it?
I can't.
Oh man, that
I can't remember. But it was Luka and Paul George came to the Kings.
Unbelievable.
Shout out Paul George, man. He was him and Embiid, guys who never play, were sporting the new Sixers throwbacks. I like those.
Well, Sixers fans.
Might as well be models. You're not really doing anything else. Just model the new gear. Paul George might not even be able to walk right now with all
due
respect.
I saw a tweet from, I forgot who it was, but he's always on Twitter, NBA Twitter and stuff. And he quote tweeted them in those Sixers throwbacks, and he goes, man, iconic jerseys. this reminds me of Allen Iverson and how he put his blood, sweat, and tears out there on the court. One time where he spit into his jersey because his mouth was bleeding, but he didn't want the ref to see it. And, you know, he comes out of the game. Like, this is iconic. And B does not deserve to wear this jersey.
Man.
That's gone too far, that's man. Come on. Let Embiid cook.
I mean, Joel Embiid was an MVP, for goodness sakes. Let's not talk about him like that. Like, Joel Embiid was an MVP.
JoJo.
That man was an MVP. I wish it was different for my brother. I really do. Yeah, I'm a Joel Embiid fan. It does kind of feel like we're at that stage of he had a great career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay that it's over now.
I want to watch him for 20 games this season and be like, what could have been? No. Joel Embiid was great.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got cheated. That's a conversation.
Got cheated out of Joel Embiid.
Also, push whatever segment this was supposed to be into tomorrow.
Well, yeah. No, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it because they handle business.
Well, we can
talk about it on the other side.
Well, we can't. I mean, we can. No, we definitely can. And we will. You'll find out what Casey's talking about. Jake Gaden's going to join us, too, coming up in about 30 minutes. So at some point, this show is going to get on track. Jake Gaden joining us for his new weekly segment here with Elo and Casey. And Lance Woods is going to be with us. He's going to be at the Punchline tonight. So we'll talk to our man Lance coming up here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's usually what I've thought.
I don't know. Ask the class.
You're not even wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong, but when this happened to me today,
I think it's sometimes to control it. Ask the class, because I genuinely don't know that there's a singular answer to the question you just asked.
So I'm just asking because it happened today as I was on, what's this, 80? I don't know.
You don't?
No, I just get on the freeway.
Yes, man, it's 80.
I just get on the freeway.
Are you even from Sacramento?
I know how to get where I need to go. I know 5 and 99. That's it. No, I know 80. I know 50. I know.
Bet you know the 110 or whatever it is down there, don't you?
So I'm on 80, and I'm trying to get to work. And all of a sudden, we got to slow down because the highway patrol is doing the thing where it swerves back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And traffic control, that's what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic control on the highways.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stop in the middle of the highway for about 5 to 7 minutes.
There might have been like a bumper in the middle of the road or something they had to pick up too. It's not always just an accident.
There was nothing in the middle of the road.
No, yeah, maybe they picked it up.
There was somebody. No, I'm in the front. I saw
him. Oh,
I saw
you were front of the whole
time. Yeah.
Never had that opportunity.
No. Mm-hmm. Now there was.
Oh, you had a police escort. That's what I was. Yeah. You had a police escort to work.
I did not.
I've never had one of those either.
People don't listen to these guys, man. Don't just. Let me do the story, because don't listen to them.
I'm a good storyteller. Oh,
now, there was somebody on the shoulder whose car was like broken down or something like that.
They might have got that person over there.
They did get him over. I saw the whole thing. But they were doing this well before we got to that. Now, you got to have some buffer time to slow down everybody. I get that. But sometimes I see it. Nothing's going on, So I don't know what is what.
Yeah, I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah, picked a bad time to do it today. They could have waited 4 more minutes, and I would have been.
Well, you got here in plenty of time.
Yeah, no, it was 11:45. No, that's right.
You were, I forgot. Well, that's fine. I wasn't expecting you here at all. So,
actually, a pleasant surprise.
Imagine my surprise when you walked through the door.
That's what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, just hope everybody's safe.
Yes, indeed, of course. Jake Gaden going to be with us coming up about 25 minutes or so. Jake going to be with us moving forward every Wednesday. Excited about that. And then our man Lance Woods is going to be with us. He's at the Punchline tonight. We got power rankings on the way. James Hamm at the top of the 3 o'clock hour is we're just a couple of days away from Sacramento Kings Media Day. I'm sure most of you have seen media sessions with New York, Phoenix, New Orleans have all already started to take place. I think 20 some odd teams have media day on Monday, and the Sacramento Kings will have their first practice on Tuesday with their first game at the Golden 1 Center. 2 weeks from tonight, as a matter of fact. Basketball at the Golden 1 Center 2 weeks from tonight.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
We had basketball last night. I know you're ready. I bet you was fired up after that game last night. The Aces bounced back, and they did it since we're, quote, need 40 today in a major way. They beat the Fever's ass last night.
Did what they had to do. Yeah. Indiana tried to hang around for a little bit, made it a little sketchy in that first half or so, but Asia was just too much. My girl, Chelsea Gray, she was dropping dimes left and right. Dropping dimes. The point guard was doing her thing. So, you know, job's not done. They did what they needed to do. Indiana came into Las Vegas and got what they wanted. They wanted a split with a chance to end it back in Indianapolis. So they're feeling fine right now. I think it ends in 4 for the Aces.
Might be. Phoenix, they even their series with the top seed. I don't think Minnesota did either. They were up 20 in that game. They were up 20, and that game wound up going to overtime. Phoenix wound up taking that one home. It's a good Mercury team, by the way. It's not star-studded like Mercury teams of the past are. It's not star-studded like Minnesota and Las Vegas is. Of course, Indiana star-studded, too. It's just a star-studded bench right now because none of them are playing. But this is a 27-17. It's a 17 loss team. It's a good Mercury team.
Yeah, they're tough too. I like their toughness.
And to get a win against Minnesota, who I think is going to win the championship, that's a big deal. Push this series out a little bit longer. Make Minnesota have to come up with a response.
Absolutely, and they're in the same boat as the Fever, where you went on the road, got your one, and now you've got everything in control to end this series at home. Do I think that's what's going to happen? No. But I could see this going to 5. I could see them getting one of them at home. I talk a big talk. I could see the same thing happening with Indiana, too. In all honesty, the broadcast journalist, KC here, I'd be a little shocked if the Aces won 2 games in Indiana to close out that series. I'd be shocked if Minnesota won 2 games in Phoenix. Phoenix in that I was watching them.
Phoenix is a home court advantage.
Yeah, I was just about to say that game 3 I saw the other night with New York. They were
Yeah, those charged up. Those fans have been on one since day one. Mm-hmm. Like they're not new to the W.
Right.
That fan base has been super legit.
Yeah. So you know, Lissa Thomas and you know, and the crew, it's gonna be a tough out for Minnesota mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. that you gave them a little life.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
When do they? I think they play Friday. Huh? Mm-hmm. Both game threes are on Friday.
Yeah. So a good night of basketball last night. Well, at least one good game. The Aces just beat Indiana's ass. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Either the Ravens or the Chiefs are going to be 1-3 after this weekend, and we talked about like what that looks like. Like, what do you think about the Chiefs if they lose? What about the Ravens if they lose? And I think there was a consensus among us, if the Ravens lose, it's all right. I think everyone here is still a believer in the Ravens. Mm-hmm. If the Chiefs lose, though, I think everyone's looking at them. I think everyone's looking at them really funny right now. I think they go 1-3 losing to Baltimore. There's going to be some people who are just like, yeah, I'm out. That's an intriguing game this weekend for sure. Arguably the most because of those unique circumstances. But there's a couple of other ones that I want to hit you both with what if scenarios.
Okay.
These are games this weekend, by the way. What if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, my Bucks, Zabo's Buccaneers.
Those are your boys. Bucks for life.
What if the Bucks beat the Eagles this weekend?
They're Super Bowl contenders, and nobody can deny that. At least for that week.
Really?
Yeah, like at some point, like it's got to be. Like, what else do they have to do?
See, that's a great question. I don't know. The thing that you said, they're Super Bowl contenders, and nobody can deny it. Someone's going to deny it.
I just said they can't.
Okay, well then, all right. Well, you got an issue with it. You come see Jesse.
I'd agree. I mean, they get that one. That one's in Philly.
I believe it's in Tampa Bay.
I don't think I marked that. Yeah, this is bad job by me.
Either way, I'll confirm it.
Tampa Bay. Okay. Yeah, Tampa
either
Bay.
Either way, you beat Philly. You're on that level with them, and we all think the Eagles are Super Bowl.
Yeah, because you're 4-0. You just beat the Super Bowl champs. Baker Mayfield has been tearing it up for more than a few seasons now.
Mm-hmm.
Igbuka looks like one of the top rookie receivers, might even be a top receiver at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Defense is looking all right. Like, they're just a good team.
Yeah. Man, they'll be getting some guys back. Mike Evans, I think, will be out this week.
Yeah, Mike Evans, I think, is out for a while, isn't he?
I initially saw they thought it would be a one-game thing, but maybe.
I thought it was 3-5.
Yeah, now it'll be a few weeks, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know what? I take that. I think I read they're bracing for 3-5. I don't know if it's ever been confirmed how long Mike Evans is out. I know I read that they're bracing for him being out 3-5 weeks.
I hadn't seen it in a couple of days, and that seems more likely considering what's going on. I was shocked when it might have been Sunday night. It might have been on like Football Night in America. They're like, maybe a week or so. I was like, hamstring, really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's more in line with.
I don't know what hamstring they're talking about.
It's probably Jason Garrett who said that.
Like, leave Jason Garrett alone.
I actually like Jason Garrett on the studio show.
I don't mind him either.
Hey, he's all right. Clapper.
Oh man.
The clapper.
My man. But so yeah, Super Bowl contenders.
Bucks would be Super Bowl contenders.
I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hit you with another one, kind of in the same vein. Not kind of, it's exactly the same question. What if the Colts beat the Rams?
The Colts are my Timberwolves. I'm just never going to believe they're any good.
Okay.
They might end up being like...
What the Timberwolves are to me.
Yes. They might end up being like... remember the Giants from like 2-3 years ago? Daboll when he won the...
Like unfortunately, Coach of the Year, Brian Daboll.
They even won a playoff game in Minnesota, and I never thought they were any good. I was like, these guys stink. They end up getting blown out.
You're right, it's Minnesota. They've been to the conference finals twice. Like, this team stinks.
The Colts, if you're asking a question for me now, nationally, they've gotten a lot of respect.
No, I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Mm.
It might happen in the AFC Championship game.
Well, ride it out, dog. That's what I had to do. Just stay the course, buddy. Stay the course. Can I attempt to sway you?
Sure.
So the question is, what if the Colts beat the Rams? Jesse, you want to weigh in on this at all? What if the Colts beat the Rams?
They'll be good, but they'll never be it's Daniel Jones. They'll never be real contenders. Mm. You can make the playoffs, but
Daniel Jones having a really good season.
It's been 3 games.
I think he's a better quarterback than his reputation says.
Can I tell you? I think they have one of the better offensive lines in the league.
Yeah, you can.
I mean,
Nelson.
Quentin Nelson at this point, he's a Hall of Famer. And when you go back to 2000, I'm going to get this year wrong. I should have, 18?
Sounds about right.
Maybe. What the year Andrew Luck retired.
I don't remember.
If you recall that year.
But I think it's 18.
If you recall that year, that team, in my opinion, that team was primed for a Super Bowl run. They were kind of at that stage where it's going to happen now. You talk about the moment of mental meeting physical, and you kind of hit that peak. I think as a collective, as a team, it's why the Andrew Luck retirement was so devastating, because that team absolutely, from an offensive perspective and a defensive perspective, that team absolutely could have made a Super Bowl run. Andrew Luck, I think they were coming off a 10-6 season. He had thrown for 4,600 yards, 30 something touchdowns. We're about to hit that. We're about to have that Andrew Luck moment, and that team was ready. Quentin Nelson's the only. He's what's left of that, yeah. But he is the. To steal your line, the Fred Warner, mm-hmm. He's the straw that stirs the drink for that offensive line. And there's a reason Jonathan Taylor's playing the way that he is. And I'm going to go as far to say I think that's why Daniel Jones is playing the way that he is.
I'll give him a divisional round ceiling, I think. If everything goes well, I think they can get to the divisional round.
I'm fine with that. I'm good with that, because the case I'm trying to make is I don't think this is a fluke. Hmm. Now, I don't think they're finishing, 13-4. Hmm. I don't know what their record is going to be, but they're 3-0 right now. They got a hell of a test coming up in Los Angeles against the Rams, where even I don't know. There's no, moral victories. Oh, it was a good game. You got to take them seriously. No, you want to be taken really, really seriously. Go beat the Rams. Mm-hmm. But win or lose on Sunday, I really do think this is a good football team. I think they have different components. I think there is a reason Daniel Jones is playing so well. I think that offensive line complements Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor really well. I think this is a defense that has played well up to this point also. I think they've given up 10 points or 11 points, twice. Two out of the 3 weeks, we could criticize their opponents. We could do all of that other stuff. But I don't know, man. You call me crazy, whatever.
Your Colts?
I think there's something here.
These are your Colts then?
These are my Colts?
Yeah. You wanna co-sign them?
Well, can I have Colts? The Colts and the Bucks? The Bucks? Well, what are the Bucks?
The Bucks are already good.
Yeah, and the Bucks are your 49ers to me. That goes without saying.
Yeah, you're a Bucks hat.
Wait, the Bucks are my what?
You're 49ers.
I remember how happy he was when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl.
You're the Bucks.
Yeah.
You remember how happy I was when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he was like, oh, wow, this is great. I hate you, Tony Romo.
Why do you always drag Tony into this? I'll co-sign him. We can go my Colts. We'll go my Colts.
Your Falcons. No, I
hopped off that ship. No, I'm done with the Falcons. 30-0 to the Panthers.
My Ravens.
Yeah, and yeah.
No, you can't. No,
you can try to do that all year.
No.
Yes. No, you my can't. Ravens. No. It's not no. my team. No, but that's those not are my
the,
guys.
That's not the spirit of what this is.
I might take the Jags with Kyle Madsen.
No, they're your Texans.
Oh no, I don't have nothing to do with the Texans.
We'll get there. We got
nothing to do with them.
We got 3 days. I think this game this weekend's a little concerning.
Don't they play the Titans?
No, I thought it was Jacksonville.
Oh, you mean who?
I'm talking about the 49ers. I'm sorry. Yeah. He just mentioned the Jaguars.
Got you.
And that made me think of the 49ers game this weekend. I'm not watching film because I'm not consulting Kyle Shanahan like you do, or advising Kyle Shanahan.
Pass along a message if you want.
Okay, you could pass along this message. I was doing some research. Jacksonville might be better than I realized. So pass it along. Also, might be a pretty good defense.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll break that all down. You know, Trevor Lawrence has
to figure out a way to work in those wide receivers.
They don't really get along.
I can't sway you at all on the Colts. They stink.
That would be a really good win to win in Los Angeles. That would get my attention. Yeah. But I'd be like, it's cute.
Jose brings up a good point, too. If the Ravens end up falling to 1-4, maybe we just give it to Casey. Yeah, they can be your Ravens then.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I'm going to stick beside them.
Who's after Kansas City? Does anybody know? I'm assuming there's a reason Jose said that.
The 94 Niners.
It's the Texans.
Oh.
Jose meant 1-3, though.
Well, yeah.
They
get to 1-4, then yeah, they...
Oh, yeah. If they lose to the Texans, then, yep.
And the reason why I knew the Texans were playing the Titans on Sunday is because I circled that game as one that I better not see 1 second of.
Mm.
Red zone, I will turn you off.
Cam Ward on the injury report this week, too.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened?
Cam Ward, he's on the injury report.
Oh, yeah. Like a calf or something like that. I saw that.
Speaking
of
injury report, Ricky Pearsall didn't practice today.
Yeah, he didn't. Hmm. That's all right.
Ron Jennings didn't either, right?
I'm assuming he didn't. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm assuming he didn't. Mm. But
none of these guys practice anymore. It's fine.
Shouldn't.
All vet days.
We
go 1 week without talking to Jason Jones, and he out here talking to Eli Manning?
I did see that.
What? What the hell did I miss?
Yeah. I saw that. Eli.
What is going on here? We miss our hit with Jason Jones for one day. He's like, no, it's all good, fellas. I'm just gonna call Eli Manning instead. Y'all wanna bump me for Dusty Baker? Cool, I'm gonna call Eli. All right, I see you, Jason Jones. I see you.
Oh, man.
Let's see what Leezy talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, D-Lo and Casey, what's popping today, guys?
What's up, Leezy? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. I'm flying high, man. Hey, I just wanted to call in with two requests.
Okay.
Now, I know 102 comes on later, but I want to hear Seal fly like an eagle.
No.
And two, I just want to check some receipts. I was told C.J. Stroud, Jaden McDaniels, Lamar Jackson, all these people is going to be better than my Eagles. What's going on?
No, we stop.
Right
no.
Now. I'm supposed to be scared of the best.
No, we said they're going to be better than Jalen Hurts.
Well, we're 3-0, Jesse. I'm sorry about your Dolphins as well, sir.
Damn, man.
See, there goes Leezy arguing around the point again. There goes Leezy going around the point again.
Leezy's one of those days where he wished he had, like, a phone that he could hang up. He'd be like, hey, sorry about your Dolphins, Jesse. Bam! He just aggressively hit the end button.
Oh, man.
So I don't know what y'all did. What did y'all do? Y'all bullied Leezy or something while I was away.
It wasn't even us. It was
the
Cam
man
Newton.
The man hosted a 4-hour show one day. Came in here and was sweating and yelling and mad and didn't partake in the chatty house for like 3 weeks. What did y'all do to this
man? All we said
was
that Jalen Hurts was a top 10-ish quarterback, mm-hmm. like around 10 or whatever, and Leezy just wasn't having it.
That was it.
We didn't have Jalen Hurts top five.
You guys aren't telling me something.
No.
That's really what he's upset about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said Eagles right now. We were talking Jalen Hurts versus these other quarterbacks.
Yeah. And it all started because Cam Newton said right now he's not that type of Mahomes, Allen, Lamar type quarterback. At least he lost it.
Oh.
We said Baker Mayfield was better. He couldn't. He was. That's what it was.
Leezy lost it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. So
sorry, Lazy.
And he hasn't been back in since.
I'm sorry. I mean, he's not. But that doesn't mean, like, Jalen's really good.
Yeah. That's even what...
He's just not.
Here's the thing about it. Cam, when he went on that tirade, he said, I think Jalen is capable of that, but that's not what his team requires of him.
Mm.
So I'm not going to put you in somewhere based on what I think you're capable of. I'm just looking at the team. They don't need you to be great to win. And Leezy lost it.
Oh, man.
Brought up Nick Foles and Carson Wentz.
What?
Yeah, dude.
What?
True story.
Why?
True story.
And then I said something about Carson Wentz. Like, oh, so you're taking Carson Wentz's side? I was like, no, wait, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh, Leezy.
Oh, man.
Leezy got a little emotional. Oh, Leezy.
He was waiting for this opportunity, 3-0. And then he was just waiting. If Jesse said something, he was going.
I didn't even say Tua was better than Hurts.
And now he's turned on Carson Wentz. Leezy in the chatty house saying Carson Wentz can go to hell, straight to hell.
Who did he do? Well, Eagles might be 3-1 when the weekend's over. They might be 3-1.
It's a good game, man. I think that's a 10 a.m. game, right? Yeah.
It's a 10 a.m. game.
Real quick, Jalen Hurts so far this season, week one against the Cowboys, 152 yards, no touchdowns. Against the Chiefs, 101 yards, no touchdowns.
Come on, man.
Against the Rams, 226, three touchdowns.
And he had to turn it up because I remember at the point of my tweet, he had 20 yards passing in the third quarter. He turned it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
What does Jalen have to do for you guys to consider? Like, I feel like you in particular, Kenny Caraway, you're itching to not like Jalen Hurts.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I like Jalen Hurts. I think, and this is looked at as a negative. We talk about this all the time. It's looked at as a negative. Man, it's not a negative. He does what he needs to do for his team to win. That is unbelievably valuable. He doesn't get caught up in the whole stats aspect of it. I got to get mine. I got to make it look some type of way. I hear all these people talking all the time. So, you know, I got to prove them wrong. Nah, if it requires me to hand the ball off or tush push and only have 120 yards passing and we win, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about Jalen. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's like one of the top quarterbacks passing wise and all this other stuff. Like, I just don't think he's on that level. But I love the player. I love Jalen Hurts, the player. He is a winner and he's a team guy. He's all about winning. And if he was a 49ers quarterback, I'd love the guy. So I'd imagine, you know, I see the Eagles fans getting very protective over him. And I understand it because he brings winning to that organization. And he's a Jordan Brand guy.
He is. Mike came to see him. We'll come back. Our new weekly visitor is going to be with us. Jake Gayton is CBS 13.
Not wandering the world. Like, we can finally talk sports.
Well, and when Jake wanders the world, he does it in a way that I think only he can.
Yeah.
It's very special. We'll talk to Jake Gayton about his worldwide trip and about the Kings and 49ers as well. See the one KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, not to mention the 18 different bars and restaurants, not to mention the market, which they keep adding new restaurants to, including that new dessert place that they got in there. Sky's the limit if you're 21 and over at Sky River Casino, as we welcome in our man from CBS 13, our partner on Sports Sunday. And our new weekly visitor here every Wednesdays. We were going to start this like 3 weeks ago. Jake's like, no, hold on, man. I got to go to Prague.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here.
I gotta travel. I gotta go. What do you do? What do you do in Prague?
Okay, so Prague was actually, like, time out, fam, was one of the most beautiful cities I have ever been to. The architecture was incredible. Went to some castles there. It's relatively inexpensive. And you know, they have a different time schedule for things. So, like, you know, we got dinner at 8 o'clock and might have hit the club until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
But, you know, that's what you do in Prague. There's some great spots to go to visit and get to know the local people of Prague, which was phenomenal. And then we spent a couple days at a bucket list place for myself in Munich, Germany. We went to Oktoberfest, and man, that's just the world's biggest party. Like, I'll be real with you. That was a blast. There was nothing bad about it, you know, aside from, like, the beer was even good. Like, and I don't even like drinking beer, and the beer was fantastic. So
that's awesome.
If you go peep the Instagram, you'll see me in a couple of lederhosen and then just celebrating with the boys as always.
All right. So this is just what we do. We're just going around to Prague and going to Germany. That's just what we do. And then the crazy thing about it is it's almost like, when Jake does it, he'll be like, I'll be gone for like 3 or 4 days. I'm going to Prague. Like,
yeah.
Not 2 weeks.
Like, what we would do to go to like San Francisco or LA, Jake's leaving the country.
That's crazy.
Guys, I live a blessed life. I have blessed friends. And today is a blessed day. You want to know why? It's my birthday.
So. Hey!
Oh, come on.
Happy birthday, Jake Gayden.
Happy birthday to my dog, man. Let's go.
Jake Gayden.
Let's go.
You in good company, man. My mom's birthday is tomorrow. So the 24th and the 25th are obviously very, very special days. That's good stuff.
She's a Libra. It's good. We're good people.
That's good stuff. Yes, indeed, man. Well, we're happy to have you here, Jake. This is long overdue us doing these weekly visits. And let's start with football, man, something we talk about every Sunday at 11:30 on Sports Sunday. 49ers back at practice today. I was hoping it was going to be a little bit more definitive on what Brock Purdy's role is, but he's being labeled as limited again. It's a fascinating thing where you go into a game like you did against the Cardinals and think, well, it probably really doesn't matter. It can all balance out, like with Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. And there's probably some level of truth to that. I don't think that's the case this weekend. I kind of think that the 49ers need Brock Purdy against this Jacksonville Jaguars team.
I don't disagree, because the defense has a cornerstone from with a player that's from right here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. You know who he is? Eric Armstead, Elk Grove Proud, right? Right. And shout out to Eric and the Armstead family, Mondo, straight up. Great, comes on Sports Extra all the time. But he has a homecoming here in NorCal, and if you ask me, I think he's going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder this week to prove that the 49ers did him wrong by letting him walk and finding a new home for him in Jacksonville. But when you look at the 49ers and what's going on right now, of course, we lost Nick Bosa this week. But with Purdy and Jones, I think you're right, guys. I think you need Brock back this week. I you know, Mac had a really great game, his first game of the year. But last week against the Cardinals, really struggled. If it wasn't for that game-winning kick by Eddie Pinheiro, I think we would have had a couple of questions. I'm also intrigued by Mac Jones's injury status as well. It looked like he re-injured his PCL or strained his PCL again. And, you know, he's not a very mobile quarterback, so how does that affect him moving forward? I will say this, though. The weapons that he didn't have last week, he might have more this week. I'm intrigued to see the status of Juwan Jennings. But people are forgetting about a name this week that's coming off the suspension list that was Matt Stafford's pocket guy, which is DeMarcus Robinson. So, like, I think that's a guy that you got to keep an eye on this week in terms of another weapon within the 49er offense that can add to what they're trying to do at the wide receiver core. Ricky Pearsall has looked phenomenal to start the year. But I agree with you. Brock Purdy commands the offense a little bit better than what Mac has done over the past 2 weeks. And people can have the overreaction that Mac looks just as good as Brock, and it's because of the Shanahan offense. I just think Purdy has a better command of it. And when he's there, there's just an extra level of, I don't know, zip to it. Is that the right word for it? That they bring to the table.
I do want to point out, in addition to Eric Armstead, you have the defensive version of Josh Allen on that Jacksonville Jaguars team too, and he is nasty business. He is that, and that's why I was saying to you earlier, like, we'll have discussions over the course of the next couple of days. I'm a little more anxious about this Jaguars team for the 49ers, this Jaguars game for the 49ers, than I was a couple of days ago.
Now, this Jacksonville defense is the real deal. The thing that you wonder about going up against Jacksonville simply is Trevor Lawrence. And he's been hit or miss a couple of different times this season. And I know there's no Nick Bosa, but you've got Robert Saleh, who's probably going to bring a lot more pressure now without Nick Bosa to get some heat on the quarterback. And I wonder if you could rattle Trevor Lawrence, if you could get him off his spot a little bit and not feeling comfortable in that pocket, and affect the game that way. I wonder if this game is going to look a lot more like we saw this past Sunday against Arizona, where it was both defenses were locked in. They made it tough on the offense. Yes, we got some more weapons coming back. I love the DeMarcus Robinson addition to that lineup. But like you talked about, Damian, with that defensive line of Jacksonville, and with just the way that 49ers defense has been playing in general, I wonder if we're in for a low-scoring affair.
Mm.
It's interesting, guys, because Kenny, you bring up the comparisons between the Cardinals offense and the Jaguars offense. I agree, because the Cardinals offense, before he got injured, starts and ends with James Conner, right? Conner's. I think Travis Etienne is the same type of player that you see for Jacksonville this week, where he's a guy that's dynamic, not just in the run game, but the passing game as well. And then you have two elite quarterbacks in Lawrence and Kyler Murray. So I think you're spot on saying both these offenses are about the same, and it could be another low-scoring affair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.